Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tomorrow I will make the case against all comers, Dan, of why summer and the living is easy. Summertime and the living is easy is the greatest of all seasons. None of that fall stuff of sweaters and burning leaves, okay? But Wildwood has struck a blow, and I'm not sure if each shore town, Wildwood's policy, you really weren't allowed to have alcohol on the beach and boardwalk, I guess, but it was something they wouldn't bother you about. That's what Mayor Pete says. He'll be with us tomorrow. Well, Wildwood is now going to go after you, and the penalty, the fines, could be up to $2,000 and potentially 90 days in jail. I think it's a judgment call. I'm not sure if each shore town, what the Ocean City, we know you're not going to. Now, what we're seeing, and let's go back. See, we connect the dots here. Due to goofballs like the King of Hair, King Philip of Jersey, when they passed the marijuana laws, I've said many times, in Jersey, it was close to 60% of people wanted adults to be able to smoke recreational marijuana. That's a libertarian. I'm fine. I'm fine with that whole deal. But what they did is they made it a social justice thing. It's always that. You know, the people that have a marijuana shop have to be former dealers. And how much, you know, could you be caught with before it's a crime? And it was an outrageous amount. They wanted dealers to get away with it, NAACP and others. And then they took away the authority of the cops to shoo kids away, and this happened at shore towns. Now, to be clear, most of these kids were white. Most of them were middle class and up. And over the last, do I want to say two summers? I don't think I want to say three, maybe two. They've been able to cause all kinds of problems, even in places like Ocean City. So Ocean City and now Sea Isle are cracking down. I think Sea Isle just passed a law where you can't be walking around after a certain time of night with a backpack on the boardwalk. Now, there might be a reason why you would have a backpack. I hate to see laws like that, but I get it. It's because of people like Murphy, the NAACP, etc., how all this nonsense has filtered down, and every summer we face this. So in Wildwood, they just passed laws, and of course the Inquirer revisits the incident with that young woman, I think, from Kensington. I had her attorney on. We had a good time. I know the guy. He's a good attorney. About that seasonal cop getting involved with her. She deserved it, I thought. And we've had this long-running debate with the Zioli show, who calls her a hottie. You know, by definition, it seems to be like an 8, 9, or 10. I hate to be sexist about it, but what the heck is wrong with the metrics on the Zioli show? I call into question, Dan, their political judgment.
Is her hair not big enough for you, Dom?
Yeah, it's true. Well, not partial to blondes either. And there might be some fakery there, I'm just saying. But everybody remembers that incident. So, Dan, you're in my camp on this, right, with the crackdown in Wildwood on not having a beer on the beach.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think this should like I look at Ocean City, and Ocean City, I feel like it's grandfathered in my mind into this. But, you know, I don't think the government should necessarily be involved in making this kind of decision, and they should stay the heck out of it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not sure, and you can tell us your favorite beach town. Now, you know, Mayor Pete is a libertarian on most things here, so I'm kind of surprised. He really is. Over the during COVID and all that, he was very good. And I understand in Wildwood, they get nervous before Memorial Day because they've been the target in the past. You know, some people go to Wildwood and they think the vibe is they can just trash the place. They wouldn't do it in Ocean City until these kids started up last year. I'm told you wouldn't do it in Avalon. Ocean City is the one I have practical experience. Ocean City sets a tone that you're not going to, and they're not overboard. You don't see cops with no necks patrolling up and down or anything. You just don't see people doing it, right? Until these punks, these kids. I'll never forget, was it the chief of Ocean City? We had one of them. He was a great cop. At the height of this. And he said, you'll have some of these small bridges and you'll have kids jumping off of them. The cop will pull over, get the kid out of the water, and then tell him, hey, we're going to go talk to your parents. You know, you're not jumping off the bridge. They said, under the Murphy, the Harry edicts, no, you can't do that. Kid can say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll jump, you know, whatever. You have to arrest me. You can't use your moral authority as a cop. That's what they've put in here. So I'm not sure this alcohol thing is related to that or not, but is it impossible for people to have, say, a beer on the beach without that turning into a bad situation? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. And we'll get you on board. And, of course, throughout the show, I still have tons of material and some sound to play you. Ron DeSantis. And I have not had anybody, really, who's called in and said, yeah, I didn't know that so much about his military service. I vaguely knew, but he wasn't stateside. He served in Fallujah, Naval Intelligence. He was in charge with setting the parameters for people that we captured with Navy SEALs. As I understand it, he was in the field there in Fallujah around that. He got the Bronze Star. Does that count for anything anymore? Is that something you would look at? Now, here's how it might come up during the election cycle. And I can't gauge. If you had to ask me, and I'll ask you this, Dan, in a second, right here and right now. When Trump punches him during the debates or in other ways, shapes, or forms, and he will, and he already has, accusing him of something. I mean, he might take any kind of shot. Trump supporters usually like that. My advice is, at that moment, punch him back as hard as you possibly can. Bring up your military service, and then point to Trump's lack thereof during the Vietnam War. If you're a Trump supporter, do you object to that? Is that too much? And if so, then talk about Trump's style. I'm not objecting to his style. That's his style. It's been very effective. He punches you. But I told you the other day, if someone says something about your wife or, you know, and Ted Cruz lost a lot of points with me when Trump went after his wife. You let him have it. You let him have it in any way that you possibly could. I told you the story of Sam Katz here, what they called his wife when he ran, etc. You don't take that. You say, I don't care what the question is. I'm going to straighten this out right here and right now. Do you like that approach? In other words, a lot of Trump supporters seem to like that. No holds barred. I'm okay with it. That's why I would advise DeSantis he should have hit him last night. He's been punched. Punch him back. If he punches again, punch him back double. Keep punching. And it amazes me, you hear people saying, well, I don't want to see that in the primaries because, well, I know what it is. You're on Trump. You want Trump to win. So you don't want anybody mixing it up with Trump. Well, it doesn't work that way. How many times do we have to explain this? I had a caller today I tried to explain that to. It doesn't work that way. When it's your time to run, it's your time to run. You have some people just, Dan, have a hell of a nerve telling Ron DeSantis it's not his time to run. That's ridiculous. It's your time to run when you make the calculation that you can win at that time. Now, you may not think the calculation's accurate. Trump is way ahead. That may be true. But I think you risk a lot more. Governor Christie did not run in 2012. He should have at that point. I don't think we knew. Come on, admit it. Most people did not know the downside of Christie. We saw all the things that are still apparent, but we didn't see the downside. I would have told him to run.
Get the hell off the beach.
Yeah, I would have told him to run then. I think he could have beaten Romney. He's got no shot. Now he's running just to take out Trump and maybe to take out DeSantis. Who knows? He's going to run.
I'm not the boy in the bubble.
It's none of your business.
And all I can tell you, if you're a new listener, someday I got to replay that. When I was in the ring with Christie, when we finally had it, when he went rogue and he was all over Obama around Hurricane Sandy, it was ridiculous. And I didn't call him on it that directly. I brought it up and we were off to the races. And I got to tell you, for my money, on his feet, he is the best I've ever been in the ring with. You know, if I had known we would never get him back again, God knows, Dan, what I would have said, then what he would have said coming back.
That's none of your business.
He's good. He is really, but he's a bully. He's got a thin skin.
What's her name?
There you go. 855-839-1210. You get on board. So does that military background count as much? I haven't checked, Dan. Can you check on my Twitter at DomShow1210? Most people, though. I see a surge of interest in DeSantis. They didn't think last night was a big deal. Now, it's not necessarily going to stick, but I do think it was a very bad moment. The glitches, not being able to get on, taking a risk on this. Most people said, though, no, he broke the internet. I don't think so. I think they didn't calculate right. They didn't test right.
So when you have a meltdown and breaking the internet, there are two kind of similar answers. When you say breaking the internet, do you mean in a positive sense?
Yeah, that's what it means.
Okay, and then a meltdown would be a negative sense.
Yeah, right. Yep. Two opposites. What do we have?
And then glitch.
By the way,
I just saw
Matt DeSantis go by.
Governor DeSantis?
Yeah, he looks like he thinks that woman is like a hottie. The Z Always Show anthem there. Yeah.
You want me to pull him in?
Yeah, we may have to pull him in all here. Right, he's walking by right now. You might be able to pull him in that door and get him on the record here, Dan.
He looks like he might be a little angry.
So. Oh, okay. We'll let him go. Yeah. Another DeSantis. So what do people say on my Twitter?
No, not angry about us, by the way. I don't think he knows about what we're talking about. Was last night for Governor DeSantis a glitch but not that bad? A meltdown or what? Did it break the internet? A glitch but not that bad leads the day 53.6%. Breaking the internet in a positive sense, 26.2%. A meltdown in a negative sense, 20.2%.
Well, it's getting higher. I think it was a meltdown, without a doubt. But the whole thing was because that David Sachs moderator was abysmal.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. 855-839-1210.
Well, the first thing you heard out of anybody, Dom, was this. And I thought this is kind of really embarrassing. Take a listen. You hear the music play and then listen.
Now it's quiet.
Now let's go ahead. It's the first thing you hear, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, and then that was 20 minutes before they finally got on.
It's trusting yourself to Elon Musk and this other guy in this. That's a candidate announcing, you got to button this up. You can't have glitches. It's got to be so smooth, but it's got to look natural. Okay. 855-839-1210. Frank has been waiting from Pittsburgh. Let me take his on the side question, then we'll have Dom's Money Melody. All right, Frank, what's the big event from the 80s that you'd like to tell us about?
Tina Turner, it has to be MTV. So many artists became hugely popular. I mean, Springsteen and Madonna and everything as a result of MTV putting them on TV.
I would agree that, MTV was a huge thing. It was a breakout. I never quite understood it, but big, big deal. That's a good one, Frank. Thank you. By the way, this just in. If they replace Dianne Feinstein, in the Senate, which looks more likely that it can happen. The odds-on favorite, they really have boxed Newsom in, and this might happen because it's a caretaker role. Boy, I'd love to see this because, you know, I see the negative of this person more than the positive. The senator in a caretaker role could be Oprah. She would never run for office. She can't besmirch herself that way. I'm sure Meghan Markle would be the chief of staff. Could they pick Oprah?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bruh. Oh, my God. Newsom says, yeah, he would appoint a black woman. And since Karen Bass and the other congresswoman from San Francisco are both either just elected to something or going to run for higher office. Barbara Lee, Oprah is the odds-on favorite to be appointed by Newsom if it comes down. You got to pray it comes down to
that. I told Matt to come back in at 2:23.
So okay. All right. Response. His response to this ongoing dispute. All right. It's 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That is right. Today, we are playing for a Philadelphia Phillies military appreciation cap or hat. By the way, tomorrow, even though we're down at Farley, we will do the side question of the day. I think it's a great one. And we'll also do Dom's Money Melody at around 2:13, 2:14. What do you have, Dan?
Yeah, so Dom, today our side question, we're asking in honor of the late Tina Turner, if we were producing a documentary about the 1980s, what's something that need to be included? This trend would have to be included, hasn't been mentioned today, but a trend produced a song in 1982, Dom, that peaked all the way up at number 9, and it's such a crappy song. I don't know why people liked this song back in 82, but it was related to a trend at the time, and I want to know, Dom, if our listeners can name the song. So I'm going to play about 10 seconds of this song. I want a listener to call us with the name of that song. If they do, they get that Phillies cap. Here is today's clue. Take a listen.
All right, hit us with the name of that song. Let's hear it one more time. All right, hit us with that, and you get the Phillies cap or hat, and your calls at 855-839-1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom's Money Melody every day, big prize. Let's hear the clue again. We're looking for the name of the singer.
Name of the song.
Name of the song. Okay.
Name of the song, Dom.
I got Okay, let's go to Alan in Collegeville. All right, Alan, what's your answer? Hi.
Oh, sounded like to me just by the tune it was barefoot.
What was that? Say it again.
Say it again.
Barefoot.
All right, thank you, Alan. Good try. Lou in Trenton, Talk Radio 1210. What's your answer, Lou?
Pac-Man fever.
There it is.
All righty, Lou. We'll send you that Phillies hat, put you on hold. Nice job. What's the backstory?
So, a little bit of information on that. Before I get there, though, we ever a Pac-Man guy sitting in the arcade, feeding coins, playing the game?
No, that wasn't you?
Nope. Buckner and Garcia, two musicians out of Atlanta. They were TV Jingles, low-profile studio musicians. They were sitting in a restaurant and saw other people playing a new game in 1981 called Pac-Man. I went over to the game, spent two straight hours, loved the game so much that they dedicated a novelty track to it, shopped around to radio stations nationwide. Nobody wanted it until their home station in Atlanta, WSTR, played it for fun and in their morning show. The station was bombarded with calls for days, just asking for them to keep replaying the song. It got so popular, Dom, peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Pac-Man fever was indeed real and true, both the song and the trend.
All right, there you go. All right, glad to award another nice prize. We'll do it all again tomorrow. By the way, Dom's Money Melody is brought to you every day by Rhino Shield. Now's your opportunity to save 20%. Beautify your home with a permanent solution to paint, Rhino Shield. Call John Gilgi, schedule an appointment today. Visit myrhinoshield.com or call 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99. All right, I'm coming to your calls, but I want to play you Mike Huckabee. I get him on next week to talk about this. Mike Huckabee, if anything, given his daughter's connection to President Trump, is a Trump supporter, but I think he's pretty even-handed. He made a great point, a pro-Trump support. Notice what we're trying to do. We'll give you actually what's going on up and down the line, both Trump and to say, and it's their other candidates, when there's something positive or negative. Here's Huckabee making a point that DeSantis does not really have a fanatically loyal base.
It's a long way before anybody even votes in a caucus or primary, so there's a lot of time for things to happen. Ron DeSantis clearly steps into the race in the number two slot, but it's a distant number two. And what Ron DeSantis does not have at this point is a fanatically loyal base of people who are as fanatically loyal to him as they are to Donald Trump. Trump's base is unmovable. In fact, Trump's base is growing, and in large part, the more the media and the government, but that's now become all one, the more they try to discredit and we find out about the lies and the criminal activity they've done to him and against him, I think the stronger it makes him. And there are many of us who would say, if we let the media and the government destroy Donald Trump's candidacy, then do we not think they'll do the same thing to any other Republican? So there's a part of me that says you cannot let the media and these government weaponized agencies like the DOJ and FBI destroy Donald Trump, do it with lies, do it with total fabrication, and if they get away with it, that's all we're ever going to have. It's going to be like we're going to get a great big case of Camp Lejeune water, and that's all we're going to get out of this government.
All right, so here's the bottom line, and I take his point. A, let's break it down. A, he's accurate, fanatically loyal base. But this idea that Trump can't lose the nomination or we let the other side win, is that the metric? Is that the only thing we look at? And I don't know what metric we're going to use to determine the validity of this point. The metric should be, and probably the only metric, well, no, it's not the only. It's combined, though. It's the first metric. Who is it, in the end, that stands the absolute best chance of beating Joe Biden, who will be their nominee? That's the metric for me. Now, of course, what do we use to know that? You can cite polls as one example, right? You can take a look at what I would take a look at, though. When I say polls, overall polling is not the basis, and we're going to try to go by this and say this every time. It's not meaningless. The poll that counts, the things that count to try to determine, are the swing states. Like, still the biggest, Pennsylvania. I had a guy call in today. I already made a point. He can't see DeSantis getting 3.4 million votes as President Trump did in 2020, I think he was referencing. Okay. The argument being, I think, on his point, that Trump has such charisma, fanatical support, and a coalition that he won in 2016 with. When I asked him then, well, what about these suburban voters, somewhat Republican, sometimes women, sometimes men? What about that part of the coalition? And he kind of clammed up, and then he said, well, I don't believe Biden actually got those votes to win by 100,000 in Pennsylvania. Okay, you just want to keep on going down that path, then I don't think you're convincible. If you just want Trump and that's it, is that really then about beating Biden? And I would answer, no, it's not. You want Trump? Okay, that's it. You just want Trump no matter what. You don't want to hear, and let's face it, I sense with some people, they resent a call I had today that DeSantis is even in this. Why doesn't he wait his turn? Now, we've gone through this a million times. There's no turns in this. Running for president, you run when you think you can win. By 2028, who knows where Ron DeSantis, he could be president. He could be some, DeSantis, who was that guy? It's like Christie. Just like the DeSantis argument that I don't think is compelling. Hey, I would have 8 years, two terms, and it's going to take a lot to put the right people onto the Supreme Court. Trump will only have 4 years. The counter, the Trump people would say, well, Trump doesn't care about reelection. He can do whatever he wants. So we're seeing point, counterpoint. To me, the thing to arrive at, and I'll tell you honestly what I think as we get closer to it, after the moment for DeSantis is going to be when he's on the stage with Trump. I would advise, if he thinks Trump punches him in that debate, so to speak, and he might in ways that are very intense, if he's being counseled, rise above it. Just show people that you're above that. Trump is the one punching below the belt or whatever you want to call it. Not effective. In that moment, you have to be ready to go all in, to punch back as hard as you can. That's my advice. I'm sticking to it. I think that's the way to have this contest. So the question becomes, do you just want Trump? Be honest. That's fine. You could say, yeah, I just want Trump. I don't care about anything else. I like this, and I want Trump. Okay, that's one position. I think the better position is, which person is better suited to beat Biden? And looking at it, Trump has, to Mike Huckabee's point, without a doubt, he has the more fanatical base of support. There is no doubt. We haven't seen anything like this. The only thing that would match it might be Obama because of the history of it. That was also incredible. That's probably the closest thing that we've seen. It's a phenomenon. You can't replicate it. Okay. And particularly DeSantis was kind of flat. I thought his answers were great. They were detailed. But they were kind of bland. There was no entertainment. There was no excitement. And that's got to be an element of this, I think, if you're going to win this. So it's that moment in the debate. You got to ask yourself, are you looking at winning or are you just saying, you know what? Deep down, Dom, you're right. I want Trump and that's it. I don't want to hear anything else. Quinnipiac poll out today underscores Trump's primary. Quinnipiac, which leans a little bit liberal side, has 56% of Republicans, Republican-leaning voters, still backing the former president. What I think we have to look at are the top five or six swing states. Who's more likely to win Pennsylvania, for example, where we have knowledge here, okay? We won't know until the two of them go head-to-head. And if you just say, I want Trump, that's it, okay. Can you make the argument it's about winning then, or it's about something you want? Well, we'll see as the back and forth happens. Tom Giordano Show. We'll have the lightning round here pretty soon off the passing of Tina Turner, who made a big comeback in 1984. Some trend, some person, some event, something that signifies the 80s. By the way, Target is in real danger with this whole transgender pride situation. I mean, I think they've done pride stuff before and people didn't object. But when you have swimsuit models, the whole deal that we've been talking about, and apparently the designer of this, there's a satanic element associated with this. In some places, they put a pride display, they made it miniature and put it in the back of the store. Budweiser, the market value has plunged $15.7 billion since the Dylan Mulvaney, that's the entirety of Anheuser-Busch. Their InBev's market value has plunged. That's a new report out of an estimate. That is big. The beverage analyst at J.P. Morgan Chase said, we believe there's a subset of American consumers who will not drink a Bud Light for the foreseeable future. We believe a 12% to 13% volume decline on an annualized basis would be a reasonable assumption. Shares of Anheuser-Busch stock have plummeted close to 12% since April 1, while Molson Coors have soared 20%. They have over $2.2 billion in additional market value. This is big. This has really, I mean, you know, the cost. Why was Bud Light? I think it's the cost before was minuscule. That was the sell point. Now, due to this whole Dylan Mulvaney thing, they have really, is Target on the cusp of that? Well, we'll see. This is not quite the issue here. And Dan, you might want to check this out. This Supreme Court has sided with this grandma. I'd like to get more detail on that before we end, who lost her house, I think, in a taxing situation. The other Supreme Court decision that came down, though, it's not huge. The big ones will be coming day by day. You never know when, but this just came down. The Supreme Court has limited federal rights over wetlands, and they've established more property rights over clean water. This is one of those things we see periodically. It's a small stream, a puddle even. Supreme Court goes wild, limits the property rights of owners, etc. Supreme Court came down today. The case dropped very clearly, as I read this, on the side of the owners and property rights. You have the grandma?
Yeah, I do. So a Supreme Court today revived a 94-year-old woman's claim that a Minnesota county violated the Constitution by keeping a $25,000 profit when it sold her home in a tax foreclosure sale. The court concluded unanimously that Tyler, this woman, can pursue her claim that such seizures violate the takings clause of the Constitution's Fifth Amendment, which requires that the government pay compensation when property is taken.
So she owed taxes, but she still deserves the profits around.
So her house was foreclosed upon, sold. It made a $25,000 profit.
Right.
And the state kept the profit, or the county kept the profit, rather, giving it to her. So they ruled that she can pursue.
Okay.
Yes.
We don't know how much she owed in taxes, though.
She owed $15,000 in taxes and fees.
And they kept the $25,000?
The county sold the home for $40,000.
That should have been enough, right?
So they not only they gave her back the $15,000, but kept the profit of the $25,000.
All right. So what you're seeing here with the Supreme Court in both situations, as I read this, it's pretty clear that the Supreme Court is strict constitutional principles, more libertarian, if you will, on this, and push, even though these cases are not gigantic, you see the threat of this, and the other side doesn't know what the heck to do, given where we are on this. All right, I think they're going to rule that way on bigger cases coming up. The student loan debt thing with Biden, I think they're going to knock it down. Affirmative action is going to be the big case we're looking for this summer. Now, Democrats, I think it'll go against them. They'll start to run on that. Biden will come out in one hateful moment after another. So we have to determine on the Republican side, who is it best when you look at, what else do we go by? The polling, multiple polling in the swing states. Who is best given everything after we see them duke it out, DeSantis, Trump, who knows, maybe somebody else, I doubt it, but those are the two. Who is it best? Now, Jill Biden today had a moment, and we'll try to get it played tomorrow, where she said, I've been to red states, I've been to blue states. It's on Grabian, Dan. And there's so much more in our values that bring us together that separate us. And then she says, I thought you would applaud that. Well, I'm not applauding it, Dr. Jill, because...
Please clap.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? So maybe you can pull that, Dan, and we'll keep that one. It's a Jeb Bush moment. We're not sharing the same values anymore. You're at war with traditional America. That's fine. That's what your husband wants to do every hateful moment. You want to shove transgender down the throat of people. Not going to win on that. So how what come? Okay, let's play this, then we'll have the lightning round. Listen to Dr. Jill Biden.
I've visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions. And I thought you might clap for that.
Please clap.
Why did they not applaud? Because it's a phony. You don't care about any of that. You want to win. You want to do whatever you have to do to win and continue the spending, continue the destruction. No, we're not going to applaud that. I would just ask if she ever answered in the media, what are those values that you think that bind us anymore that are so strong, given the overwhelming power of the federal government through your husband?
I thought you might clap for that.
And I'm sure it's not a hostile audience yet. Keep that one for tomorrow, Dan. I want to play that. Put that on the sheet. We'll play that three or four times tomorrow.
The Ronald Reagan Institute.
Oh, she's at the Ronald Reagan Institute.
Yeah.
Why were they reluctant to clap for that in the beginning? Probably because they don't agree with her on those values. Why didn't they applaud?
I think you hit it right on the nose. It's completely transparent.
Yeah, they applaud it because they're nervous, and we better applaud. We're going to look bad. It's at the Ronald Reagan Institute. It's going to look like we don't agree on shared values with Dr. Jill Biden and her phony doctorate. Hey, Dr. Jill, is it a shared value that the second place team gets appointed and comes to the White House? Is that a shared value?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Thank
doctor,
you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
Thank you. All right. Keep that one for tomorrow. At the Ronald Reagan. Okay. Lightning round now. Be ready. Hit us with your best shot here. We'll decide a winner on Talk Radio 1210.
And I thought you might clap for that.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, here we come for the lightning round. Let's go to Lou in Delaware. Lou, what's your 80s point?
Hello.
Hi, Lou. What do you have?
How you doing?
Good.
When I heard what you were asking for, the first thing that popped in my mind of significance was the space shuttle blowing up.
Yeah, that was a big deal, particularly with the teacher on board, Leslie Fishapine. Leslie, what's yours?
It is the 1989 World Series, also known as the Bay Bridge Series. And right before the start of Game 3, a 6.9 earthquake rocked San Francisco.
Yeah, it was. I think Al Michaels was doing the game, Dan. I don't know why I think Al Michaels. I could be wrong doing baseball. That's a big one, Leslie. Earl, what's yours?
Real quick, Buckner and Garcia recorded Pac-Man Fever in 81. In 82, okay. they recorded an entire album based on video okay. games, Frogger and Centipede okay. and Defender.
Thank
but,
you.
I was going to go with a music question, but I'm going to base my answer today on missed opportunities from earlier in the week. In the late 1970s, someone offered my father five blocks of stock in a new company. And he said, well, what's the name of the company? Well, it doesn't have a name. Well, what does this company with no name do? He says, they haul garbage. He said, well, I don't know. You know, a company with no name that hauls garbage, you know, doesn't sound like a really promising thing. That company ended up being Waste Management. Waste Management was so big in the 80s, they didn't know what to do with all the money they were making. So in the 90s, Waste Management went and founded Blockbuster Video.
All right, Earl. Good wow. stuff as always. That's yeah. a lot.
And Blockbuster took over the 90s for
let
sure.
Let me take one. This is a good one, and I saw this the other day. Up there in Conshohocken. Dan, what's yours?
Mine is the DeLorean. That was used in most car chases in, like, Miami Vice and, of course, Back to the Future.
Yes, I saw somebody with a DeLorean and the door opening, getting out. No, it was parked and they were getting in. Look to me. Yeah, it's cool to look at. Yeah. Horrible to be getting in.
Looks
and
incredibly
the door.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, it, that's the point. Yeah. It looked bad. It was in a Wawa. On Bethlehem Pike near St. Philip Neri.
So it doesn't surprise you that that car company failed?
Yes. Well, DeLorean and some of the other stuff he was involved in. All right, we need a couple from today, Dan.
I mean, some big answers, Dom. The founding of MTV, the Challenger disaster. I mean, right. if we made a documentary, those would both make it in it. That Bay Bridge series with the 1989 earthquake would make it. The DeLorean, Earl's story would be a cool feature for it. So where do you want to go, Dom?
Give me your finalist.
I think it's either got to be MTV or the Challenger disaster.
Yeah, MTV.
MTV, Frank.
I liked MTV early on. That's the winner. We'll put the name in the hat. Tomorrow, we'll have the winner for the week and a great side question coming to you from Farley. The Rich Cioli Show is next. Let's see what they say about that Wildwood incident. 4 big hours with Rich. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.